Today is Wednesday, the 25th of March, the Feast of the Annunciation of the Lord in the fifth week of Lent. The monks of the Abbey of Kheo Musa sing a litany to Mary, the Mother of God. O Mary, you have opened for us the gateway of paradise. O Mary, Queen of Glory, who shares the joy of the angels. As I listen, can I reflect for a moment on today's feast? How through this woman, Mary, God brought his Son into the world, and the world was changed forever. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favoured one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. And now, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative, Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
God's plans come in the most unexpected and surprising ways, as we see today in the meeting between Gabriel and Mary. The angel brings his extraordinary message to Mary with the words, "Do not be afraid." Has an invitation from God ever surprised or frightened you? Talk with God about that now. Hear those words spoken to you. Do not be afraid. Mary was perplexed and questioned the angel. In what areas of your life do you find it difficult to grasp God's plans? Tell God about those now. Ask for the ability to trust God's purposes for you and for others. For nothing will be impossible for God. As you listen again, ponder how these words apply to you and your community.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favoured one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative, Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
As this time of prayer comes to a close, speak to God, echoing Mary's words, "Here I am. Let it be with me according to your word." You have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours. Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen.